The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday in the Alley-Oop of the Sun. I love that nickname, the Valley-Oop. That's pretty great. Wow, it's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. My name's John. There's Brady. Brett. Big Dick Toledo. Nobody's thinking about anything else. The whole city's a fan. That was one of the most spectacular plays in sports I've ever seen. If that was football, the pass Jay Crowder threw at the end of that game last night would have been, for years, like the most pinpoint pass you could ever throw. Tom Brady-esque type. Last night, the guy I was sitting with.
It was a flashback of Jimmy V storming the court when Lorenzo Charles.
Yeah. The
Sidney Lowe, yeah. I think, threw up the jump shot.
The perfect alley-oop pass. Yeah. This was better.
It was because that ball was designed.
It was perfect. Everything, the timing, it was just flat perfect. The guy I was sitting with said, remember when Eli Manning threw that pass in the Super Bowl to Mario Manningham, and it was just that. An inch and a half over one guy's finger and right into Manningham's hands on the sidelines. It was a tenth of an inch going out of bounds. It was a perfect throw. It was the perfect throw-in. And Ayton can get credit for just kind of backstopping that ball in. He had to be in the right place at the right time. The Suns win last night in what was one of the most spectacular things I've ever watched. My jaw dropped.
I thought the homer was on as far as
so did I.
I
don't want to be the homer fan. I don't like doing that. I don't like blaming refs for anything, but man, if you could blame refs last night, they tried as hard as they could to not only call that game a specific way but ruin it for the viewer. The last 35 or what was it, the last 22 seconds took 31 minutes.
What?
The last 2/10 of a second took 18 minutes. Or last actually would be the last 9/10, but then jumped down to two, that 2-second play. 2/10 of a second because of replay. And I don't know who's.
And how do you come away on that pass play and there's 0.9 seconds
and then
left.
There's 0.2. The rule in the NBA is if anybody touches it, it's automatically 3/10 of a second.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it was just to give them a fair shake. Because if the clock clicks down in a regular game to 2/10 of a second, they'll add 1/10 because 2/10 is not enough time to touch and shoot. And 3/10 is just enough time to just bounce it in the air off your fingertips. So the rule is if they touch it, 3/10 of a second goes off the clock. But it was only 2/10 for Ayton. And then that, you know, tip the ball out of bounds thing when Beverly made a good play.
Yeah.
To tip the ball out of bounds when Booker was driving. And they're like, well, if you slow it down. Well, there's no legal argument.
I know, but
every play then would be that. So if you slow down every single touch. I mean, it was 35 minutes to finish. That was a 3-hour and 4-minute basketball game, and those things last 2 hours max.
Turning into baseball now.
Well, and that's the problem, is as much fun as that was, as amazing as that game was, the ending was nearly impossible to sit through, on TV at least. It was brutal.
Yeah.
It was just flat brutal, and the refs did everything they could to make that thing like go whatever direction they were pushing. I don't know. And even Al McCoy said, those refs are going to have a hard time getting to their cars. If they keep this up tonight.
Man, if it went the other way.
Oh,
would that shot George when he caught the pass?
No, after the buzzer.
It did. That's
what I
thought.
He got it out of his hands after the buzzer. So it wouldn't have counted anyway. It was just, he didn't have a
chance. And imagine waving that off.
Oh, well, I mean.
I'm surprised they didn't review that.
Yeah, they probably did.
Well, it hit the.
It wasn't even in and we're going to review it. But what a game. And what a, What a story. You steal a win at home. They shot terrible from the three-point line, and the Clippers are that team. I've been saying it all
week.
They're
rattled.
They are that team that shoots 40% and is just like, hi, how you doing? And if they're Jason from Friday the 13th. You run fast. You feel like you've just been blazing. You turn around, and there they are.
Right,
like,
on your ass.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you're walking. You're not doing it. They're ugly. They play bad, but they just shoot the lights out. And at 40% from the three-point range. At one point, again, the Suns were 51%. The Clippers were shooting 40 from the floor and 38 from three-point. And the Suns were 50 from the floor and 23 from three. And they were down, up four at that point. It's just, it's a percentage game where the three-pointer is the future of the game. But man, oh man, if Ayton isn't exploding right now, this is just, this is so much fun. Just a blast. And I didn't even get to go to the game.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not get to go. So yesterday, D-Hop, Doug Hopkins, my D-Hop.
Yeah,
not the
okay,
D-Hop
I was going to say.
I share a place with D. I like to say that to people. Like, I got this apartment.
D Hops.
Yeah. Well, I don't say that because I don't care if anybody thinks I'm telling the truth or not. So it's, I tell people, like, I got this apartment downtown with D Hop. We share it for Suns games, and people's faces change. Like, you and, because they think I know him, and I don't. So I got the white, doughy D Hop. But I got the D Hop. But Doug's got his place. So Doug calls yesterday, and he's like, hey, I might have a straggler ticket hanging around. So, but I'm not going to be able to get down there till like right before game time. And I'm like, okay. I get another call that says I might have a ticket hanging around. Can you be down there? And I'm like, well,
I'll be on standby.
I'll be on standby. I was flying standby. So I shoot down to the H&H Ranch, the apartment, and just wait it out. So D-Hop's there. And D-Hop says to me, he goes, hey, company thing, tickets taken. I'm like, oh, all right. So I'm waiting for D-Hop to show up. And I'm at the apartment now. I'm waiting for my next potential thing to happen. It doesn't. But in wanders this, and it was terrible because Doug comes in, and then the guy that went with him is in some sort of adult make-a-wish type thing. I don't know what it is, but he's got some pituitary issue where he's only like 4.5 feet tall, and he's kind of
only has
he's kind of a strange, so much, almost gnomish. He's kind of got his name's Sam, and he's kind of got this weird. Like, just kind of he waddles. Like, he's like somebody. When he walks, it looks like people are pushing him on his left and his right. And he waddles around. He comes in and he goes, hey, everybody. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And the reason I'm making fun of him is because he's just off.
Oh, yeah, the radio. That's still a thing. What do you got? 14 listeners?
I'm like, you little gnome. I'm going to punch you in the face.
So he's like one of the lollipop kids from Wizard of Oz.
At first, I felt terrible because Sam was in the apartment before Doug.
He goes, yeah, I got a thing from Doug's business where I get to go to the game because I'm probably not going to live much longer.
I'm like, oh, geez, that's rough. And he goes,
why are you here? You got tickets?
And I'm like, no, actually, if you weren't here, I was going to take your ticket. And then Doug comes in, and I'm like, it's good. It's cool. And he goes,
well, now I kind of feel like we've got a doubles ticket situation.
I'm like, you're good. You can have it.
And then he goes, you want to flip for it?
And I started thinking to myself,
yeah.
What an epic story this would be.
Oh, you didn't?
You took it.
Sorry, kid. I hate to break it to you in your last year here, Sam, but. I don't know what's wrong with you, but you didn't get to fully grown. Like, I think his mom must have smoked a ton in the womb. Or he's an adult. I don't know if it was progeria, but it was something weird. And then he got mouthy. So he may be the size of a big trash bag, like those, like a full-size. 55-gallon drum trash bag. He kind of shaped the same way.
Should have flipped him.
And I thought, I can't do it. But at that point, he hadn't been rude yet. So I was like.
Yeah, well, if you want a flip floor, I think.
And I'm like, no. And then he fell down, like, just out of, just, like, just, like, boop, boop, boop. And I'm like, oh, he can't keep his feet very good. It's like, his life's just beating the tar out of the guy. So the gnome went with Doug, and then he got lost for a little while. And at one point he said,
Doug, can I sit on your shoulders? I can't see the game.
And Doug's like, I should have taken you. This guy's a nightmare. But what are you going to do? Sam, I hope you feel
better.
That
was better. A nice thing D-Hop
did. It was
did.
Nice for D-Hop to do. His company put together this thing for, I don't know what adult make-a-wish is, but it was that. I mean, the poor guy's not going to make it. He looks really unhealthy. But, you know, we got to where he was teasing me, so I started to make fun of his maladies, too. And I should have flipped him for it. As I found out later, I should have flipped him for the ticket. But you know what? This will be his last Western Conference final, so what do I care at this point if he's that open about it?
Good but chance for Thursday.
Well, he's
we should all fly out to Los Angeles for the next one.
I'm like, yeah, we'll stuff you up in the top, pay for his two tickets, and we'll get you his carry-on. We'll bag you up. But, yeah, he was adorable. In the end, he ended up being kind of adorable and fun, but I didn't get to go to the game. So then I sat at the H&H Ranch, and I was going to watch the first half and take off and go back, but I got that superstition thing going.
Can't leave.
So I was like, I can't move. Like, this game's too close. I can't do the leave and I can't do this.
Miss part of it.
I've already touched a magic gnome. I don't know if this is like part of the thing. I shook hands with a magic gnome who's got, you know, his life force is leaving the earth soon. And I don't know.
Thigh stops getting ready to drop off a big batch of thighs.
I wish I could. I don't know how to. You know what I don't know how to do? Order DoorDash to an apartment. Do I have to go get it?
No, they should. No, they should
no, because they
there,
have
yeah.
to have to you have to fob up. There's in the elevator. You can't just hit a button.
But don't the door guys let them up? Or anything,
yeah,
or?
But I mean,
and they would call you and say you have a
I suppose
delivery. That's
I don't
what
know.
Happens.
I was embarrassed. I was the social anxiety kicked in. I'm like, I don't want to fall apart trying to figure out where this guy is, and I just ate Kit Kats. There's a bag of Kit Kats, so I ate a bunch, and it was working. So whatever I did worked. It was phenomenal.
Mrs. D Hop's.
Mrs. D Hop's supply of Kit Kats were still sitting on the table on a plate, like presented. This is pretty good.
So now you have to watch the next game there, too, now and eat nothing but
Jesus.
Kit Kats. And-
oh, you might be right.
We'll get the thigh stop up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it because I don't know. Like, it's all I didn't eat last night. I was starving. I'm not going to do it. So it was pretty great. And Doug said that Sam guy, he's like, this kid can eat. And I'm like, yeah, he's making up for, he's not going to eat. For much longer, so he's probably getting all he can. He's like a pizza and Cinnabon and Dippin' Dots. And Doug was out like a few thousand bucks. Just
those giant crocodile cookies.
It's nothing funnier than watching like a childlike adult with a huge beard. It'd be like if you shrunk an Amish. Remember Shrinky Dinks?
Mm-hmm.
You shrunk an Amish and you put it, and then he's just got an IPA and he's all 3 feet, two of them standing in there just guzzling an IPA, talking about he's not going to be here much longer because of his thing. And everybody's so comfortable with it at that point, we're just joking around. It's pretty great.
My girlfriend's getting new boobs put in.
What? Wait a minute. You and but Larry can't? I don't understand any of this. But it was fun. We had a good time. I did. I was all by myself. It was a good time. I was going to head home. I'm sitting there like, I can't do it. I can't move. I can't. I told you. I'm like, I think I told you I'm going home at halftime.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I'm locked in. And it was actually kind of pleasant. Because just focused. Oh, and the best part was because I got a view of the Suns arena after the Valley Oop, which I do like. The streets stormed, people flooded out, and then
celebrations.
Then there was the review. So there was just this. I had the window open. This loud bah! And then whew, crickets. And you could look outside and there's just a pile of people just staring up at the screen back in. They wouldn't let them back in. So they're just standing outside. And I'm like, oh, man, if Paul George hits this, there's going to be about 300 people, maybe more, who don't know what happened.
The mad break to beat traffic.
Yeah, and as, they're like, we got this. Let's go. And they just charged out to go drinking and whatever. And, yeah, it was crazy. But what a game. And, again, is there any sport that we can all say replay's been better for? Because I think of two. I don't think of one sport. Where I'm like, thank God they reviewed that. I even as a non fan of the Cowboys, they got screwed on that Dez Bryant play in the NFC Championship game against the Packers. Remember that? And that should have been a review. It was non reviewable. The was it the Rams and Vikings or Rams and Saints with that pass interference? Mm-hmm. They just tackled the guy on the fourth down, and it was the end. And the yeah. Super Bowl's on the line. Like, we don't review those.
Yeah, the guy on the goal line was just taken out.
You're wasting all of our time on these ticky-tack reviews, but the big plays, the obvious ones, we're like, we got to review that. That's a game-changing thing. And my friend Colin texted me something last night. He goes, the amazing thing about review is it's human error, which in baseball, we would both agree as baseball fans, they're removing, which sucks. I don't like
it. I hate baseball.
I hate the review in baseball. I hate it. It slows down an already slow thing.
Yep.
And so he made a great point because he said human error is part of sport. That's why we like it. Paul George missing two free throws last night is the story of last night's game.
Big.
Outside of that amazing ending, if the time between his two missed free throws and the alley-oop at the end was on like 8 seconds.
Yeah, you can't
on the clock,
miss those.
But it was like it was 22 minutes between plays.
Yep.
8 seconds. So if that game was going at a natural flow, everything would have been remembered. Paul George is kind of almost off. He's going to get killed by the media, almost off the hook by it. But the reviews came in, and not one time did I sit and think to myself that this was helping the game. Colin, a great point he made was the players make mistakes all the time. They don't get a chance to redo their thing. They don't get a chance to go, oh, I just bounced it off my foot. I get it. I'm going to review that and redo it. Because the human error element is part of the game. The referees are part of the game. Their human error element is part of the game. But they get a chance to retroactively fix things that they screwed up. which I know fans are like, we got to get the calls right. But that's part of the fun of having human beings call the game is they're going to miss a few.
I don't know. I mean, NBA was the best at it back in, I mean, until the review happened. There's times that you could see as a fan, oh, that was a bad call and the ball getting tipped out.
Right.
But there's no review.
And they'll make it up.
Because that TV, watching it on television, you can see, yeah. Oh, man, they missed that one.
Refs say it in football all the time when they do the mic'd up thing, and they do it in basketball even more. And basketball has a reputation of having fixed games. You see why last night. It looked like they were looking for reasons to change outcomes. Instead of just getting the call right, because that one play where Patrick Beverley pushes the ball out of bounds, and Booker's hand is the last one on it, in slowed down as into, you know, tenths of speed, you're going to see, okay, yeah, whenever somebody – but if you try to steal the ball, the whole purpose is you've disrupted my forward momentum,
and that's out on –
the intention of the rule is if you bounce it away from me, unless I scramble for it,
yeah,
and get it on a second bounce, if you just knock and it goes out of bounds, that's on you.
Yep.
And that's been that – why is the last 2 minutes reviewable? Well, they look at everything within the last 2 minutes. I'm like, why isn't the rest of the game that important? It doesn't make sense. Call it the exact same way the whole time. I hate review. I hate it in football. I hate it in baseball. There's no business in baseball. Hockey, I can understand because they really only do it for goals, which, you know, it's so fast. It's like, did that go or not? And that is the puck. It's not some guy's finger inching
in. Cross the line trying to block the
– they have that weird crease thing or something like that, and that gets a little touchy. But for the most part, it's cut and dry. Basketball, like I hear them all the time on the wired up thing where the ref's like, yeah, I blew that one. I'll get you on the next one. And they give a ticky-tack on the other side to balance it back. And they've been known for that forever. If there's a bad holding call, they'll get a guy for, you know, next time through, they'll bounce back 10 yards the other way if it's decent. But last night's game, 35 minutes to finish the last minute.
Well, that was a good thing back in the day with the, you know, without replay, the next day at the water cooler, just like, did you see that guy? He blew the play. The human element. It was great. Yeah.
Think of the great plays in football history. I mean, as a Steeler fan, the Immaculate Reception. The most amazing part of that thing was it was the last play of the game. And Franco gets it and goes into the end zone, and the place goes insane. Today, it would have been like, all right, we're going to take a look at this, and it would have been 15 minutes of people standing there waiting to see if they can celebrate. Asking Doug and Sam, Progeria Sam, if they had fun at that last. And he goes, it was tense, but we didn't, like, we assumed they were trying to put time back on. What's going on?
Yep.
Everybody's buzzing, which was probably more fun than watching on TV going, they're trying to steal this. I don't know what they're
one
doing.
One guy with his earpiece in. They're reviewing it.
Because it's taken out great moments. Gar Hurd's shot heard around the world in 76 for the Suns. It's the Suns' super moment. They reviewed that today to see if it got off in time. And instead, it was just, we called it good, so it's good. And everybody got to celebrate and have their actual emotions on time.
I thought for sure when Ayton put it in, the Valley Oop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you keep more time on the clock after that? Like, most of the time, like, that's over.
It's over.
It. Yeah.
0.9 seconds. I'll give you that maybe 0.3 went off because it was very fast.
Does the clock technically have to stop once it goes through the hoop?
Yes.
In order of possession.
Once it's touched, it starts. When it gets through the hoop, it stops till the next guy
so
on the court.
Not even hitting the ground.
No. It's through the net and it's done. But by an NBA rule, anybody touches it automatically 0.3 seconds are off the clock. Automatically. So that play took longer than 0.3 seconds. They only made 2. Either way, Suns win up 2-0 without Chris Paul, which is unreal. And campaign got paid last night. He is a free agent who's trying to make his mark, and he puts 29 on the board. He's going to be the 76ers' new point guard next year, and he is going to make $25 million. That guy he's making a name for himself in these playoffs. Awesome. It was just awesome. And the whole city's going crazy. And it might rain this morning a little bit. Everything's perfect right now.
It did cry a little this morning.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Did you get a little in East Valley? You guys
always
get a little. I'll never see rain again because I'm surrounded by the
car was filthy.
Yeah. Oh, it just got that dirty.
It's just enough to piss you off.
Yeah. Do you just get pissed on and somebody threw dirt on your car?
Son of a bitch.
And you got no benefit out of it.
No.
Didn't even get the sprinklers off.
Nope.
Well, other than you two bitching, everybody else is happy. Everybody else is having a wonderful time. Somebody said, it's good to hear he chose Eric as his guest, Doug Hopkins. No, it wasn't even Eric. Eric's taller and more fully grown than this guy.
Compared to Chewy.
Chewy's healthier looking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Height?
Chewy, what's Chewy? Maybe 3, what'd he tell us? 3'9", 3'8", something like that?
Yeah.
I think he's about the same. has a little hat on. He's growing this big, like, hipster beard.
That'd be a good jump ball.
It would be an awesome jump ball between Progeria Sam and Chewy. If Sam's up for it, if his doctors will allow it, I'll have a jump with Chewy.
One last jump.
One last time. We'll adult make-a-wish that, too.
Doug's company said I won something, so I got to go with Doug Hopkins today. Stevie's Doug Hopkins.
Like, yeah, it's pretty great, isn't it?
How do you know him?
Like, we do a little business together.
Oh, okay. What business are you in?
Radio.
They still have that? I bought a car in 2016. If it doesn't say Ox, I don't listen anymore. It's a relic of an older time.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're not going to be here much longer, so are you. Soon you'll be a memory like radio.
See, you should have flipped him for it.
I should have flipped him for the goddamn
story.
Because
you'll be able to tell those stories for years.
Damn it. Yeah, he won't. Right. I'm the one who's left with the story. Yep. Always have a good story. His story won't last.
Son of a bitch. I went down there. I won my adult make-a-wish ticket to the Western Conference Finals. And this fully grown, healthy man flipped me for it. And he won and he took the goddamn ticket from a sick child.
And it would be his fault because I took the deal.
I
took the bet.
God damn it. It's so easy to say right now that I would have done that.
Flip you for it. Ping.
It's tail, Sam. Sorry. Well, you're used to disappointment.
Have fun, Junior.
It's just like being at the doctor's office. More bad news. But I sat and watched the game alone. Well, he sat and looked at somebody's ass in the row in front of him.
You didn't want to leave Sam alone in that apartment.
No, I got them some sort. What do they have, those sick people vans that take them to their homes?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He couldn't stick around because he would have.
Oh no, we would have
ruined
out.
That.
Right, yeah, you can't let him stay in there. And then I did, like, at halftime. I just like, maybe I'll just tug it. And I got halfway through one, and I'm like, there might be cameras in here.
I was gonna say, you haven't broken the new pad yet.
Not tugging it.
No.
Oh, I did. Well, yeah, I did that night.
Okay.
First night.
Before Doug walked in shirtless?
It was after.
And chewed up?
No, it was before. Yeah, before he ruined everything.
Maybe Mrs. D-Hop got a good little...
D-Hop might have gotten a visual. But it was half-hearted because I was worried about cameras. I was like, I'll give it a tug. I'm like, nah. I'll leave this here.
If you get a plate of Kit Kats with a wrapped ribbon on it from her, like, oh.
And they're shaped a certain way on my bed.
Nice try. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Don't be like Sam. Don't quit.
Anyway, let's get a wake-up song on this day that everybody is joyous and a little hungover. 585-9800. That is the phone number. Sons and Four is still alive. I don't like saying that, but it's still a thing. And it's close. Give us that wake-up song. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.